Hello, welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 345. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday, and today we're continuing the Woman's Worth series. We are up to A Woman's Worth Part 3. So, going to delve into this book a little bit. The book is pretty quick. It's a short story, about 50 pages, give or take. I don't overwrite. I don't overdo it. It's just getting readers and people in the world to think about what's going on around us, to start conversations. And the way I do it is, you know, writing books, right? So that's the goal of it. So to get the full breakdown of how I wrote this book and why and what went into it, that is podcast episode number 144. So you can go on to theaquariummindpodcast.com, click on episodes, A Woman's Worth series, and it'll take you to that page and you will find podcast episode number 144. That is the full breakdown of it. I'm not going to, you know, do the whole breakdown of why I wrote the book, the characters, all that other stuff. That's not what this podcast is for today. Let's just read the synopsis of this real quick. So, role models are a huge component to how young children grow and progress in life. Kayla is a young teenager who is dealing with so much coming at her at once. Social media, school, fashion, boys, trends, culture, puberty, and the pressures to be something she really isn't. She shares her story as a teenager, the struggles she goes through, and trying to find the right role models to shape her future. As she tries to understand and figure herself out, there are role models that she can't relate to on her television screen and magazine covers. It isn't until she forms a women's group through her guidance counselor in her school where she starts to see role models in different facets. She becomes inspired, happy, motivated to know that there are women who do so many different careers, and she figures out what she wants to do with her life through meeting these powerful women in today's society. So, the whole point of this book is to really shine light on how Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion and, you know, all of these, you know, hip hop artists and women who are on reality TV are shown to all of these young girls in today's world, and it's not helpful or beneficial. And unless a young adolescent is seeing women in powerful positions such as lawyers or doctors or business owners or psychologists or psychiatrists or, you know, anything of that nature, it's hard for young ladies to navigate through life and, you know, see role models and women who are in powerful positions in corporate America and just in the world in general. So that's the reason why I went into writing this book, which you will learn, obviously, in podcast number 144. So, table of contents is introduction, growing up a teen, late night thoughts, poisoning my mind, peer pressure, eclectic music taste, finding good role models, the search, school meetings, teenage women's group, women's meeting number 2, women's meeting number 3, 4, finding my purpose in life, becoming a role model myself, and changing the narrative. So it's important to write these stories. So here's the introduction. Life is full of roads that we can go down. It's about decisions, and sometimes we forget that role models can help shape the direction we go in. The world pushes a lot of things in our faces daily, and sometimes it's not for the best. A Woman's Worth 3 will be about young women and how they don't have the right role models put in front of them daily. It's easy to say it's on the parents to do that. It's harder to say the messages and media doing their part in showing young girls empowering women doing amazing things. I hope this story shines more light on pushing toward empowering women being shown to young growing girls in the world. All right, so we're going to do some reading of this book. Growing up a teen. My name is Kayla, and I'm a young 17-year-old teen who thinks about the normal things teenagers do, from boys to fashion, music, and makeup. I'm just the average kid that is consumed with so many thoughts every day. Growing up a teen has been a struggle, that's for sure. I'm dealing with so many things all at once. I'm an only child, so no siblings to talk to. Along with that, my parents recently got divorced. My teenage years have been full of ups and downs. My grandmother died suddenly of cancer when I was 13. That put a damper on how I feel about life. I'm not really close to my mother as she's always on the go. Career and money are more important than being home. When I turned 14, I decided it was best to live with my dad. While he's a great man, I can't talk to him about certain things. It's this fear of him judging me for what I'm thinking, feeling, and going through. I struggle with things, and I need an outlet to talk to someone. It's just finding someone that I can trust, and that's hard to find. Sometimes I wonder how many young teenage girls struggle like this, where they feel alone, unheard, with no one to talk to. My diary has become an outlet, and I do have girlfriends. They struggle with things themselves, but some have outlets to talk to someone. The goal of my story is to share things I think about and go through. It's sharing my experiences as a young teenage woman. It won't be a story about the everyday norms we deal with, but more of how culture and society shapes us to be a certain way. A lot of times we are busy living our lives and don't take time to think, to understand how society is molding women into sexualized human beings. With all the pressures of being a teenage kid in today's world, from drugs to alcohol, fashion, sex, music, culture, and trying to fit in, all while learning in the classroom. I started to understand this early on as a child, and it made sense. As I get older, I start to have deeper understanding of how the world is structured. My story will start with my late night thoughts that I have, and it will progress into how my mind works and how I deal with my everyday thinking of this world. I hope you enjoy and embrace the story I'm about to tell, and know that we have a long way to go in making society a better place. So, that's the first chapter. Let's do one more chapter. This is late night thoughts. Insomnia is part of my life, and I take melatonin. A lot of nights I need it to get the sleep I need, especially after I've spent my night studying or doing homework. My body's usually tired, but my mind is wide awake. My late night thoughts consist of my mind wandering different places, from what is going on with this world to how do I manage all of this, from boys wanting to date me and obviously have sex with me, to how the media pushes all this sexualized content in my face, how young boys and grown men sexualize me every day, as if I'm an object of their affection and hormones. My dad has had to put people in line and in their place. He can only be around so much to protect me. It's why I've been in jiu-jitsu for over 5 years. It's protecting myself against anyone and anything. I didn't understand why my dad wanted me to do it. The beginning of it was grueling, and I cried a lot of nights. The love started to come when my body adjusted to the movements, and I started to study my teachers and the greats who did it. I always wondered if I'd ever have to defend myself one day. If some man would try to attack me or try to overpower me, I trained for potentially a day that may or may not ever happen. It's the instinctual mindset that I sadly have to always have. Culture today is to record what's happening and not to spring into action and stop what's happening. People's spring into action is going to the camera app and hitting record to capture it all. There's no one holding people accountable. There's no role models to tell young men to protect women. No matter who it is, it's what's happening and how dangerous it can be. There are some feel-good stories of young boys or men coming to someone's rescue. Those are great, but there's a need for consistent effort in that regard. I tend to think about how my dad grew up and how the world was, compared to now, and how dangerous watching television can be, how it affects my mind, my mood, how I go about my day, also how I end my day, from the TV shows to the commercials I see. I didn't realize how much it affected me until I was 15 years old, where I started to feel and think the way the media wanted me to act and be like. Let's delve into this, how the media has poisoned my mind. It goes beyond television. There's more to it. Let's talk about it. And then the next chapter is poisoning my mind. So just imagine what that chapter consists of and what that is about. So that is the breakdown of A Woman's Worth 3. It's about role models. And I want to write more stories like this in the near future. So time will tell, and I want the focus to be on like really opening our eyes to what's important. All right, that's my podcast for today. I'm sorry, I'm not delving into poisoning my mind, because then what would be the point in you really investing your time into looking into the book? I'll drop the links in the description and you can go check out the book. It's worth it. It's a great read and you will surely enjoy it. That's my podcast for today. Have a good weekend. TheAquariumMindPodcast.com is the website. Be good and go accomplish your goals.